That is really fascinating. Well, why don't we talk about this scenario and we can kind of get further into it, this 70-year-old patient.
Okay. So the next patient's a 70-year-old, previously treated patient with 17p deletion, unmutated V gene, RAI stage 3 disease, who has progressive disease and needs a salvage therapy. The white count for this patient is 45,000. They're mildly anemic with a hemoglobin of 9.7. Platelet count's 105. Uric acid is 5.7, LDH is 839, serum creatinine is 1.2, and their creatinine clearance is 73, potassium 4.3, phosphorus 4.5, and calcium is 8.3. So this patient is appropriate for salvage therapy. They're appropriate for venetoclax therapy, and that was the therapy we were considering for this patient. When considering treatment with venetoclax, it's important to have a measure of the adenopathy prior to starting treatment because that's how we stratify patients for risk. So these patients, while we don't routinely do CAT scans pre-treatment for standard of care, if you are considering venetoclax, standard of care would be to do a pre-treatment CAT scan to measure the adenopathy. So this patient had a CAT scan and their largest lymph node was 6 centimeters and they were initiating on venetoclax therapy.